And now we're going to turn to another story involving the lives of Muslims in America today. It's an issue being debated in some colleges and universities around the country, whether or not to build foot baths. As part of the ritual preparation for prayer, observant Muslims wash, including their feet, and in an effort to be sensitive to this practice, and they say to prevent slippery floors from water sloshing out of the sinks, a number of colleges and universities have constructed foot baths to accommodate their Muslim students. The latest is the University of Michigan, which plans to build 2 foot baths paid for with student fees, but that outreach has come under fire by some people who worry that Muslims are receiving preferential treatment. And with us to talk about this is Zuhdi Jasser. He is the chairman of the American Islamic Forum for Democracy, and that's a group that supports the separation of religion and state. He joins us now from Phoenix. Welcome, sir. Thanks for speaking with us.
It's nice to be with you. Thank you for having me.
And let's start with the basic question, if I may. What is the premise behind, it's wudu?
Yeah, wudu is the religious ablution, and in many faiths, before you do your prayer or conversation with God, you do a ritualistic ablution where you wash yourself to cleanse yourself. It has a spiritual component, also a practical component, so that when you sit to pray to God, you've washed. And one of the things that's interesting about this demand of putting in foot washing basins is what people forget is that there's differences in which Muslims are going to demand what. I've done my prayers throughout my life 5 times a day. And some moderate Muslims would tell you that, well, you can wash your feet in the morning, and then throughout the day you still do your wudu, but you don't need to fully wash the feet anymore once you wear your socks. So that's one of the things, that sometimes we have to be careful how fundamentalist or orthodox the requests are.
And that's a question I wanted to ask you. Is this considered, say, a fundamental requirement? Is it a cultural custom? And as you're indicating, it perhaps not. It's something that there are various interpretations of how this can be observed.
Definitely washing before prayers is a requirement that the vast majority of Muslims, it's definitely part of our faith. But the issue is do you have to take your socks off and wash your feet? And, you know, we've also said that it is pretty inappropriate to do that in a hand-washing sink in the university, that you should do that back at your dorm room or in a chapel at the airport. And you see all of these places trying to accommodate Muslims. And our fear is that this is going to become a competition of accommodations between religion. And it's different for the state to provide us a place to pray or give us our time off when we need it. But to start incurring costs upon the taxpayers and universities, et cetera, for special accommodations really gets me concerned about the creeping political Islam and separation.
Well, the University of Michigan says that the foot baths are a response to safety and maintenance issues, that the students are sloshing water on the floor. Somebody could slip and fall. That's a problem. They also say the sinks were being overused, and there's a problem with that. They also say other people could use the foot baths. They're not exclusively for Muslims. So what do you say to that?
Well, I say that it's amazing that somebody does something inappropriately that then ends up causing his own unsafety, and that becomes a demand that the state has to meet. I mean, in some ways, it'd be like if my child decided to run to walk to the park a mile away in 115-degree heat in Phoenix, and then it becomes a demand that I take him there when, in fact, he shouldn't go. So you can't create unsafe situations and then say that it becomes a demand for the state to protect us from ourselves. I think they should respect the sinks. They shouldn't use them for their feet. They should go back to their dorm room and do their ablution. And the other thing is, I've done my prayers when I went to secular public schools in Wisconsin, where I grew up, and I never needed foot washing basins to be put in. I was able to accommodate my religious requirements. The time for prayer is a window of time between 12 and 3 or between 4 and 7. The fundamentalists believe that you have to pray right at the time that it becomes the time to pray, and then all of a sudden you see, like in San Diego, they had a school that changed the whole school schedule in order to accommodate Muslim prayer.
And you think that's going too far?
It's going way too far,
all
because
right.
all of a sudden it becomes a competition of religions and the separation of religion and state, and you have this increasing Islamism.
Dr. Jasser, we have to leave it there, and I thank you for your perspective.
Anytime. Thank you.
Zuhdi Jasser is the chairman of the American Islamic Forum for Democracy. He joined us from his home in Phoenix. Thanks again.